Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. It is just about 5:11 here, last hour of the show here. Thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us, hopefully you're off work. You're done for the day. The day's yours. The night's yours. It's going to be a beautiful one out there. 85 degrees right now. And it's Thursday, August 14th, 2025. And if your day's done, tomorrow's Friday. Week's almost done. So good for you. Good for me. Hopefully you got some good things planned this weekend. I do. So hopefully you do as well. So I saw this story, and it's a shame it had to come to this. And it includes American Airlines and a military wife, military spouse who wanted to visit her husband, overseas, active duty military, doing his thing for the nation. And unless she didn't get the attention on social media, I don't know if American Airlines would have did the right thing. So I'm going to read you this story, because it's pretty disgraceful that it took. In the end, they did the right thing, but only after it got the attention that it deserved. And again, I don't think American Airlines would have did the right thing unless there was social media outrage. And that's a shame. Why does it take? What if this person didn't have the wherewithal, or didn't have the platform to do this? A sky-high charge was hardly fair. And by fair, it was F-A-R-E. A traveling mom says American Airlines bilked her out of more than $3,000 following a ticket error and initially refused to refund her money. The peeved passenger, known only as Katie, took to TikTok to tell the ticketing tale, publicly pleading for the carrier to make the situation right. And the more you read into it, the more aggravated I got. And hopefully you find it the same way. American Airlines accidentally charged me thousands of dollars, and now they're refusing to pay me back, the Californian claimed at the outset of her viral video, which clocked up to 1.6 million views. Now, again, if this did not get 1.6 million views, it's unknown if American Airlines would have made this right. And that's what's a shame here. Katie explained that her husband was in the military and that she and her five-month-old baby had traveled to Japan to visit him there. Rather than obtain a return ticket, crafty Katie decided to book her flight to American using airline miles gained through her credit card. Now, this is perfectly legit. A lot of people do this. I've done this. I'm sure a lot of you have done that, paid for things via your airline miles, your credit card miles. I'm pretty savvy when using credit card points at airline miles. So I'd been checking the American Airlines site daily for an award ticket to open up, she subsequently told the press. When one finally became available, I booked it and immediately called American Airlines to add my five-month-old as a lap infant. Again, commonly done. My daughter-in-law does this all the time with my grandson when she visits my son when he's out in other parts of the world. The airline employee informed her that she would have to pay an additional $386 fee for her baby, which she paid over the phone. However, a receipt revealed that Katie was charged not just $386, but also an additional $3,674 for a full second full-price ticket under her name. Katie called back an American Airlines rep once she saw this, allegedly assured her that she would be refunded the $3,674.11 within a week. So as soon as she saw this erroneous charge, she called, spoke to a representative, says, "Don't worry about it. That's going to be taking off. You already have a ticket in your name. The $386 is for the baby. That'll be removed. It's just an error." Well, upon checking in at the Okinawa airport, a Japanese gate agent was confused by the fact that there were two tickets in Katie's name. The one purchased with the credit card points and $3,674 ticket, one processed in error. "I had two tickets in my name on the same flight under the same confirmation code," the mom said. despite the gate agent assuring the mom that she was using the award ticket, the points ticket, a refund never came through when she arrived back at the U.S. At home, Katie claims she spent close to 50 hours on hold with various American Airlines staff who were unable to resolve the situation. After weeks of chasing the airline, she was purportedly informed that she was ineligible for a refund because the Japanese gate agent had checked her in with the paid for in cash, the credit card, $364 ticket. I had this huge weight on my chest knowing a massive corporation had taken thousands of dollars from me and it would keep me up at night, Katie said, but saying she turned to TikTok as a last-ditch effort to try and get her money back. Well, the public pleading worked, with the mom's video instantly going viral and eventually attracting American Airlines' attention. It's funny how that works when you get over a million views now, doesn't it? Boasting this is for you, never fly American Airlines after hearing about this, one supporter vowed, you deserve your money back. Not very American of American Airlines to do this to a military mom who was traveling solo, another poster said. Soon after, Katie received a call from the airline saying she would be getting a refund for the charge as well as a 7,500-mile bonus as an apology. The vindicated mom said it spoke to the power of social media to pressure companies into acting ethically. It's incredibly disappointing that such a large corporation can fail its customers this bad, she says. American Airlines told reporters in a statement, our team has been in touch with this customer and offered her an apology, refunded her in full, and offered a gesture of goodwill. And again, I'm glad this came out in the end. But the fact that it had to go the route it did, the fact that it didn't even get on American Airlines' radar after hours, 50 hours of speaking to their employees and customer services, only when she went to TikTok and it went viral. Do they reach out to her now and say, well, wait a minute. You know, we want to make this right. It's interesting how that happens. And this is part of today. People with large followings, people with a social media presence, people with an outreach, it does get the attention of corporations. They don't want bad press. They don't want it out there. But if it's just you at home calling to resolve something that they screwed up, it's not that easy. It's not that hard. And it should be. That should be who they are catering to. The person who chose them to use, the person they provided the service from, and if they call and are willing to spend dozens of over 50 hours trying to resolve the issue to where you had several opportunities, not only when she was first charged did she call and she was told, don't worry about it, it'll go away. When she checked into the gate and they says, it's strange, you have two tickets here. And she said, well, you know, make sure you use the one with the points because the other one's supposed to be refunded. And then to be told, well, no, they screwed up and they used the one that you bought, so that's the one you're paying for, and because the other one was miles, you don't get any refund. But in the end, obviously, they realized they were wrong. In the end, they refunded the money. In the end, they even gave $7,500 in miles because they knew they were wrong. But would they have admitted they were wrong if there weren't over a million views on TikTok, if this did not go viral? And listen, here's a mom with a five-month-old away from her husband, trying to visit him in Japan, not a very easy thing to do if you ever looked at the flights from the U.S. to Japan. It's interesting because my wife said she cannot be on a plane for that long. It's just not one of her things. And she's already said and told our children, she says, I don't think I can visit you if you're ever assigned to Japan. And both my kids could very well be assigned to Japan. My daughter has a very good chance of being assigned to Japan. But the inconvenience of that service for family members, being away from your husband, not seeing your child, trying to plan a visit to go visit you, and then something like an American Airlines, a huge multi-billion dollar company, and you having to go viral on social media to have them correct it. And again, thankfully, they did the right thing in the end. But more than not, we don't see these companies doing the right thing unless they are embarrassed, unless they are forced, unless they are put on blast. And the majority of us, the majority of America, does not have the capability to do that, does not have the platform to do that. And that's just wrong, because it shouldn't take that for good business. It shouldn't take that to do the right thing. It's interesting because in my time of dealing with the New York City health system that I have to go through for my health care, because it's through New York City. Again, they're city workers. They do their job. They're not going to go above beyond. When the hours are done, they're shut down. You know, if it's too much trouble, they're going to pass the buck to someone else. But there's a few times I got somebody who really cared about what they did and cared about who they were helping and cared about what they wanted to do. And it really made a difference. It really was noticeable. Too bad that there wasn't someone like this at American Airlines before being embarrassed for this young lady. So good news at the end, but something that shouldn't have happened to begin with. It's 5:22 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show here, 5:27. Looks like Lake Street is now open. Well, it's been open in Dallas Township. It looks like that situation has been resolved, so that's a little update there. And Jake, I'm seeing a little news come across that Netflix sells out NFL Christmas Day inventory. So Netflix is doing some good stuff on that Christmas Day inventory for the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it gained a lot of attention and a lot of traction last year. This was the first time that it was ever done. It was a doubleheader. First up at 1 o'clock, it was Kansas City and Pittsburgh. And then the second game was Houston and Baltimore. And I think especially when you consider the doubleheader that they're going to have on Christmas this year, and the 1 o'clock game, one of the best rivalries in NFL history, the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders. I mean, there's really nothing else that needs to be said about it. And then I think the game at 4:30 is also going to be pretty spectacular. Two of my favorite coaches that I have a lot of respect for. You have Dan Campbell with the Detroit Lions and Kevin O'Connell with the Minnesota Vikings. So, I mean, the NFL knows how popular they are. They know how they could pretty much go head-to-head with anyone when it comes to ratings and pretty much just murder them. Because when you think of Christmas Day and you think of sports, it's always been the NBA. I mean, they've had games on from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till well past midnight on the 26th. So, yeah, I mean, they did all those games last year, and ratings-wise, like, the NBA couldn't even compete with them. So,
well, that's it. And if people don't understand what selling out all their inventory is, basically they sold all available advertising inventory for the two Christmas Day matchup games. So every available commercial is already sold.
Yeah. Not a surprise whatsoever. And I was going to say, and it's on a Thursday, and people are pretty much used to Thursday games. But, yeah, you're going to have a triple header, for that matter. They didn't do a triple header last year because Christmas landed on a Wednesday. But the last few years that I can remember, it was 2023 and 2022. They had triple headers on Christmas Day.
All right. So good news for both Netflix and the NFL there. So if you have Netflix, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of commercials they have on Christmas Day. But they are sold out as far as their commercial inventory went. So, you know, that's what Netflix makes its money on. Oh, yeah. So looks
sports
like they're
and documentaries.
Yep, they're looking good there. Did you see this story about a disgraced news anchor who admitted to COVID fraud scheme in a text to her hubby? It's disgraceful. And it just goes to show that the array of people who took advantage of this COVID scam. It was a former Emmy-nominated TV news anchor convicted in a billion-dollar COVID fraud scheme. Sent a scandalous text to her partner in crime, her husband, that joked about cheating the taxpayers. Yep, Stephanie Hockridge-Reese, who worked for a local station in Phoenix, before becoming a fintech entrepreneur. Well, with all that money you made, I'm sure. Sent a message to her husband, Nathan Reese, after applying for a PPP loan during the height of the pandemic. This is the text, quote, "This is us trying to apply for free money when we don't qualify, LOL." She texted her husband, according to a federal indictment obtained by the press. Hit them hard. A couple of is accused of fraudulently obtaining over $300,000 in PPP loans for themselves, including one application that falsely claimed he was a veteran and an African-American. They're not. Reese took a plea deal on Monday and was sentenced into November. She was found guilty on one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in June in a jury in Northeast District, Texas. She was accused of four additional counts of wire fraud. Sentencing is scheduled for October 10th. She faces up to 20 years in prison. The couple's Scottsdale-based fintech firm, Bluacorn, which the couple co-founded in 2020, processed over $12.5 billion in PPP loans, with somewhere between $250 million and $300 million going to the company's ownership, including the Reese's. Bluacon received over $1 billion in taxpayer-funded processing fees to facilitate PPP loans, but spent less than 1% on fraud prevention and only $13.7 million on eligible verification. So, good. Hammer them and hammer them hard. No sympathy, but it just goes to show what abuse was with this system. It's 5:32 here at WILK. Time for the news again with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we get into the last half hour of the show here on this Thursday, August 14th, 2025. So, what's winter going to be like here in Pennsylvania? Based on the 2025-2026 forecast, summer, the temperatures are up, motivation to work. Well, Jake and I, where our motivation's up. But I get it, summer, you're trying to kick back the last rays. Majority of people are doing their best to ignore the Christmas stuff that are already being sold in stores. Is there Christmas stuff anywhere in stores yet? Because I will boycott them right now. No Christmas stuff in the stores yet. But let me know if there's Christmas stuff in any of the stores yet. So what's the winter supposed to look like here? Farmer's Almanac, we have it. They recently released their winter forecast for all over the United States. So my wife's probably not going to let me in the house after I read this. She's not a big fan of the winter or the cold. So, but as far as Pennsylvania goes, now, mind you, it's 86 degrees right now. It's going to be in the high 80s all weekend. Just saying, not the bearer of bad news here. But as for Pennsylvania goes, the majority of the state will experience a winter that is cold and snow-filled. Other parts will be very cold and snowy. Color me shocked. Really? Well, you got to love these forecasters. Winter in Pennsylvania is going to be cold and snow-filled. I should be able to say the S word on radio. I'm just saying. I understand it's one of their pet peeves, but come on. There's other words that we could say worse. The FCC's got to get on it. Fix that. I mean, of course it's going to be cold and snow-filled. It's Pennsylvania. Now, again, we're headed in the direction where it's going to be the next North Carolina. We had this conversation a couple of years ago, and I'm okay with that. Actually, I was talking to someone in a business that handles heat and cold and said that they're even looking at maybe changing the climate zones for Pennsylvania. And again, I'm all for it. You want to be a little warmer here in Pennsylvania. And once you get to the other side of the Lehigh Tunnel, it's a different atmosphere down there. I mean, they get their snow. Yes, they have their things, but not like here. So, okay, the Farmer's Almanac tells us the obvious, that Pennsylvania is going to be cold and snow-filled, and parts of Pennsylvania will be very cold and snowy. Yeah, my grandson, who can barely talk, was like 15 months old, could have told you that. He likes the snow, though. Of course he does. Kids love the snow. So, not to be the bearer of bad news, but the Farmer's Almanac says winter's going to be like winter here in Pennsylvania. Go figure. And again, there's that 50% chance they may be wrong, as every other weather report. It's 5:41 here at WILK, talking about reports, 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I guess because I was predicting the weather from the Farmer's Almanac, somebody asked me to give him the winning lottery numbers, him or her. So I did. 8, 22, 16, 4, 18, 38 with a bonus number there. So there you go. I'm not really sure how I feel about this last story that we're going to wind up today. It's 5:46, 83 degrees here. There's this new thing. This coffee is made especially for kids. It sneaks in nutrients and has less caffeine than a Hershey's Kiss. That's what I'm looking at. And this is from the health section of the New York Post. Talk about a latte of nutrients. Now, what they're trying to do is sneak vitamins and minerals and nutrients into something kids will drink. And I look at it, and first of all, I don't think kids should be drinking coffee. Now, my wife, coming from a Hispanic family, you know, she drank coffee at a very early age. And probably without any scientific data, she blames it for why she's so short. That said, it's a cultural thing, and it's very common that they did in Latin households. But going back to my childhood and even my kids' childhood, I mean, we did have Carnation breakfast drinks, right, where you had to powder or you got them pre-made. What was the powder back in my day? And it was basically chocolate milk that had some extra vitamins and minerals in it. This is sort of the same thing from what I'm seeing, and it's called Kid Coffee, K-I-I-D, so two I's. Coffee is probably the last thing you'd give your growing kids, but what if it was a clever way to sneak in some of the extra vitamins they could enjoy next to you and with a cup of Joe? And again, you know, if I'm drinking coffee, I just don't think, you know, I want my grandson drinking a cup of coffee next to me. You know, I think he should be having his chocolate milk or whatever he's drinking, orange juice. And if you want to get vitamins or minerals like a Carnation drink or one of the protein drinks to get him a little extra protein, or the kids' Insures, they have a whole bunch of them. So I'm not going to go through the spectrum there. But this startup company, it's exactly what they did with him and his 8-year-old son, Ethan. Set out to create Kid Coffee, a sugar-free decaf blend packet packed with nutrients and sold out just hours after their appearance on ABC's Shark Tank. Kid Coffee is a powdered drink mix made to be stirred into milk or water. Every serving has 4 grams of prebiotic fiber, mineral blend that includes calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, vitamin E, C, D3, A, B12, and B6. It uses organic, water-decaffeinated coffee, meaning it still packs some major antioxidants but is 99.9% caffeine-free. The amount of caffeine in a regular coffee is too much for kids below, let's say, 14 years old, it says. And that's if you ever even know how much caffeine is in a cup of coffee. Noting that too much can affect the heart rate, blood pressure, also while causing sleep issues. No joke. I had to drink decaffeinated coffee for a long time. I can drink coffee now, but I cannot drink too much of it. Regular coffee. I like regular coffee. But because of my heart and sleep issues, I cannot drink too much of it. I have 2 cups a day, maybe, at most. By comparison, Kid Coffee in the original and caramel flavor has less than 1 milligram of caffeine, the same as about a Hershey Kiss. Chocolate flavor of Kid Coffee has 4.2 milligrams of caffeine per serving, mostly from coca. That's still less than a single serving of hot chocolate. Adding the drink basically tastes like a chocolate milk, but without the sugar because it's sweetened with organic monk fruit extract. And again, they have original latte, caramel latte, and cocoa latte flavors. I think it's a good concept, but is really this any different than, let's say, a Carnation breakfast drink or one of the other many drinks that they have for kids and adults? I mean, anyone could drink them. Hell, I'll go for a Carnation chocolate nice drink now. So he got this idea around his eight-year-old. He drinks coffee daily, so when his son asked him to try it a few years ago, he cautiously poured a splash into some milk, gave it to him first thinking he wouldn't like it, then far enough he did. So he came up with something that his son could drink with him. And again, I just don't think the coffee taste to it is, it's like those candy cigarettes they had when we were kids. Remember those candy cigarettes they used to have where they were like a chalk candy? Looked just like a cigarette, came in a cigarette box. Yeah, I mean, they tasted okay, but they were not good for you, and they set up a bad precedent. I never liked them, never agreed with them. It's interesting because I didn't care for them as a candy, and I could not stand smoking my entire life to this point, you know, going on 56 years old and never even tried a cigarette, nor have any inkling to. So I look at this the same way. There's plenty of chocolate milks. There's plenty of age-appropriate things for kids without making them think it's coffee. I mean, you know, what's next? Mocktails for kids? And I know someone's going to text in that they do make them. Yeah, I know, and it's wrong. It's, you know, alcoholic cocktails are for adults. If you smoke, it's for adults. If you drink coffee, it should be for adults, even though anyone could drink coffee, but it's just not appropriate. But parents decide what's appropriate or not for their kids. Under any circumstance, if the kid's not getting the proper vitamins or nutrition, and this is the only way they do because they want to be like dad or mom, then hey, go for it. But I just think there's other alternatives. I think it's a great idea. I just think they should have built it more as a kid's breakfast drink. You know, a kid's, you know, did they have to call? Well, it's not even, doesn't, well, it says kid coffee right on it. You know, original breakfast latte, original caramel breakfast, you know, original chocolate breakfast. Again, I think it's a good concept. I think it's good that kids get their proper vitamins and nutrition. And listen, anyone who's had kids, I know there's people out there to probably, well, why don't you just feed them properly? Why don't you make them a nice, you know, egg breakfast or something healthy for them? It's easier said than done. You know, kids are very finicky. A lot of kids are pickier than others. You have a lot of issues with eating, with different foods, different textures, and such like that. So I get it. You try and get what you can into your kids to make them healthy and make sure they get the proper nutrients, the proper calories, the proper protein, carbohydrates, everything they need. But pretending it's coffee, is that the best way to do it? And again, I like the concept. I just think it's really no difference than like I said, the Carnation drinks that we had as kids. And it's not cheap. Let me see, a kid coffee flavor bundle, $42. Is that a single? $14 for a single one? $42 for three of them. Yeah, they're $14 a piece. Listen, I'm not spending $14 on anything. Nevertheless, a drink for that. So it's available at 150 retail stores. And it's was picked up by Shark Tank. And it's out there. But again, I think there's other alternatives. It's making the guy a millionaire. End of story. Yeah. Give the kids a Pop Rocks and a bottle of soda. It killed Mikey years ago. Looking at some text messages coming in. I like the idea of the nutrient-packed drinks for kids, but I just think there's other alternatives and not pretending it's a coffee or an adult drink. And you can argue at me, well, coffee's not an adult drink. I think it is. You know, it has caffeine in it. It's just not right for kids to be drinking that amount of caffeine. But then again, kids are drinking soda in a lot of households like there's no tomorrow. It's something else we don't drink in my house. And we don't even have it stored in our house. The only reason I will have soda in my house, if we're having a function or a party, we need mixers for alcoholic drinks. Then you have to have sodas. And usually then it's only diet. So again, my preference, just the way I do, I drink a lot of green tea, green iced tea. Not green tea, but green iced tea. We make it by the gallon each day, and I'll drink tons of that. And that has caffeine in itself. So it is sugar-free, though, so that's good. So as we wrap up today, we'll see what's going on. Already some stories in the works for tomorrow, but it is Friday. You know, feel good Friday, the end of the week. It's going to be a nice weekend. So we will have, you know how we like to do Fridays. Plus, I've been spinning around some ideas of a little different stuff. So we'll see how that changes and morphs. You know, the end of the summer into the fall, people are back into their old routines again. I understand summer. You want to listen to music. You want to get some news. You want to mix around a lot. But come the cooler temperatures, we'll see if we can get your attention. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Thursday, August 14th, 2025. One of the stories I did not get to if you're planning your vacation. The U.S. has updated its travel advisory to Mexico due to terrorism and crime and kidnapping. If you've been following the news, Mexico has just turned over about 30 cartel leadership to the U.S. authorities. And they do say and are warning that these Mexican cartels could be looking for payback or to take hostages of their own as sort of as a bargaining chip. So if you're planning a trip to Mexico, stick to your resorts area, stick to the tourist areas, make sure you have situational awareness and you are around your surroundings. One of the reasons, you know, I decided to go to Key West for our anniversary is I just like staying in the United States. It's a little safer. And I've been to Mexico, you know, plenty of times, all parts of Mexico. So if you are planning a trip to Mexico, just be aware that the U.S. State Department has issued a travel advisory due to terrorism, crime, and kidnapping. It's just about 6 o'clock here on WILK News Radio. You guys take care of each other till tomorrow. Make it a good night. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.